All right, I apologize for that mix-up. So continuing, and he says that so that's the mutar la'atzila b'nafsho afilu b'zman hazeh. And if someone is doing mesira, you can even basically kill the guy. And I let me pause this for a second. You. Someone who says to his friend, so this is a loy sikaim. You're taking revenge. You didn't help me yesterday. I'm not helping you today. And if he says, I am going to help you, but I'm not like you, I'm better than you, that's bearing a grudge. That's the classic case. And finally, if someone says over praises of his friend, but he doesn't immediately say b'li ayin hara, or say ken yirbe v'ken yifreitz, I raise a goyim ra l'chaveray. You're causing harm to your friend. V'gam alav yavar kais kasharasa ken yias aloy, and there's going to be retribution on you that what you're causing to him is going to be done to you as well. So when there's overly praise, when there's overt praise of someone else, and it's being done publicly. And it's being recognized publicly, and it could lead to an ayin hara. Person should always be careful to say bli ayin hara. V'toiv ayin hu yivarech. On the other hand, someone with a good eye will be blessed. V'amivarech yivarech mipielyon. Someone who blesses others will be blessed by Hashem. B'ray brachas v'soivas smachos, an abundance of blessing and full of joy. Okay, so we got through weeks and weeks of a whole bunch of no-nos in terms of dibur. So how should we utilize our dibur? So he says like this, I spent a very lengthy period, a lot of words going through this topic of various categories of speech. We talked about speech that was mutter, speech that was a mitzvah, like brachos, and then and Torah, and then speech that's aser. If you analyze it, you'll come across a lot more and more. Any man who's pure, Terem yoytzi shem dibur mipiv, before he lets out any word, any speech, itein lev levaro oisei adibur, should think about what he's about to say. Im hu mechelek ha-mitzvah, oya mutter, belisham nidnud, iser yedaber. If it's either in the category of mitzvah or it's in the category of mutter without any aspect of iser in it, only then should you say it. Ve'im lav, and if not, if there's even a mamashis of iser, yistam shtei achoymos, shut the two walls, which are your lips. Sh'asa kadosh baruch hu shehem ha-shinayim v'asfasayim, the teeth and the lips. Those are the two gedarim. Ve'lo yifreitz gederoi sh'loi melech malchiyam lachem, sh'al melech malchiyam lachem, ha-kadosh baruch hu, don't cross the boundary set by Hashem. Ki pirates geder, someone who breaks down a wall, yishchenu nafesh, will be bitten by a snake. Mishaymer pivot, lishayner shaymer mitzaras nafshay, and someone who guards his mouth and his tongue will be saved from troubles. Okay, let's pause here. We'll continue this tomorrow. Almost finished with this topic.